Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorymetroeast.org.
Last 2 weeks, we've been talking about just in time. So yung week 1 natin, sabi po natin, despite lost opportunity, we learned that really in the kingdom of God, wala naman po talagang lost opportunity. It's all about the perfect timing of God. So you might be thinking, wala na yung edad mo sa kalendaryo, parang yung big business deal na pwede mo sanang makuha pero hindi nangyari. That is not a lost opportunity. It's just not God's timing. And also, we talked about, again, despite the natural, pinag-usapan po natin na pag tinignan mo bakit si Mary, bakit Nazareth, bakit si Joseph, pag tinignan mo yung mga tao na ito, wala namang significance in life. Parang hindi magagamit the Lord. And yet, despite the natural, kung ano man po yung naiisip natin na nangyayari sa buhay natin na pagka tinignan mo yung natural, wala namang pag-asa, the Lord is a supernatural God. Just in time, the Lord visited Mary, the Lord visited Joseph. Just in time, the Lord delivered these people. Kaya nga po today, we'll be talking about despite adversity. Now, despite adversity, kaano po mo yung, ano po yung adversity? Adversity, yung mga bagay-bagay na nangyayari sa buhay natin, minsan di natin inaasahan. Di po ba? Minsan adversity are people. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Hindi naman mukhang adversity yan. O minsan naman, it's a situation. Di ba? Situation in your life na mukhang adversity. Adversity is something that comes na hindi mo pipilano. Di ba? Yung adversity talaga, hindi naman yan yung binibigyan mo ng calling card. Call me maybe. Di ba? Hindi naman ganun eh. Talagang bigla na lang yan. Biglaan eh. Minsan adversity, it's like that. And, but because we're talking about adversity, pa-lighten muna po natin yung time natin. So I have Christmas trivia to you today. Alright? I want to give out 3 chocolates. Because since it's Christmas, para tumaba po tayong lahat. Question number 1. Pagka po alam niyo yung sagot, please raise your hand. Okay? Pagka po nandito kayo ng 3 o'clock service, do not raise your hand. Okay? Narinig niyo na yung tanong. Okay. Question number 1. How many magi visited Jesus? Yes. Yes. 3? Wrong. Wrong answer. Yes, miss. Ha? Hindi po nakalagay. Very good. Ano pong gusto nyo? Toblerone, Cadbury, Snickers. Pili po kayo, please. Ano daw? Cadbury daw? Alright. Ayan. Thank you. Congratulations. Very good. Tama po yung sagot niya mamaya. Alright. Pero binigay na natin chocolate eh. Question number 2. Question number 2. Question number 2. Where did the Magi, raise your hand ha, where did the Magi find Jesus? Ba't parang ayaw nyo? Ayaw chocolate? Ikaw na naman. Okay, ikaw ulit. Ikaw ulit. Manger is wrong. Okay. Dalawang X ka na. Isa na lang. Strike out! Alright. Where did the Magi find Jesus? Yes. Yes, in Bethlehem. But where in Bethlehem? Come on, come on. Wag po kayo mahiya. Yes, kuya. Eve? Cave? Hindi sa cave. Yes po. Hindi po sa sabsaban. Yes. Hindi rin po sa stable, hindi po sa manger, hindi po sa sabsaban, hindi po doon sa mga... yes, sir. Sa isang bahay na maliit. Tama po yata yung sagot nyo. Thank you so much. Ano po yung gusto nyo? Toblerone po ba o sneakers? Toblerone. Toblerone. Okay, last question. Thank you, ha. What led the Magi to Jesus? Taas nyo po yung kamay nyo. Wag po. Taas nga po yung kamay. Okay. Star? Partially right, pero hindi po yan yung sagot na hinahanap ko. Hindi, tandaan ah. Lilinawin ko lang po. Hindi po yung star, yung bituin, yung shining star, hindi po yung star of Bethlehem, hindi po yung star of David. Hindi po yun yung hinahanap ko, ha? Yes. Ha? Comet? Hindi rin po comet, ha? Talino mo, ha? Hindi po yung star, it's a comet. No. Hello? Okay? Ibang klase ka, ha? Yes. Angel? Hindi rin po angel. Yes. Ano yun? Prophecy. Saan ang galing yung prophecy? Malapit na yun. Yung prophecy, tama. Saan ba nang galing yung prophecy? Tulungan nyo naman. Pinataas-taas nyo yung kamay ngayon. Ayaw nyo tulungan. Pinilit lang talaga siyang ganun. Ayaw nyo magtaas eh. Tama yung sagot eh. Prophecy. Pero saan yung prophecy galing? Sa kandila, tama. Halika kuya. Sa'yo na to. Ganun din kami kanina. Hirap na hirap ako din sa third question. Ang tagal. Okay, thank you. Merry Christmas. Okay. Wow. Okay, basahin na po natin yung scripture to find out kung saan po ba talaga nang galing yung mga kasagutan dyan sa mga tanong. May I please invite everyone to stand up as we read God's Word today? Sumakit yung ulo ko ron? Okay. Our text is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 15. Medyo mahaba-haba po ito. And then I will also make comments. So kung medyo nahina po yung tuhod ninyo, pwede po kayo umupo pagpagod na kayo, Paul. Okay lang. Okay. Chapter 2, verse 1 says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King... How do you read that? Okay. Herod. Okay, Herod. Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. By the way, yung mga Magi, taga Metro East. No, nakalagay po dyan. Magi from the East. No. And asked, where is the one who's been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, and he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and the teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. Kaya nga po yung ano, hindi lang yung star, pero dahil dito po. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so I too may go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On the coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him the gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. Tatlo po yung gifts, pero yung magi, hindi natin alam kung ilan. Okay. And having been warned in the dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child and kill him. Verse 14, so he got up and took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt. Last verse. And where he stayed until the death of Herod, and so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. Thank you that your spirit is here. Thank you that Christmas is all about the promises of our God being fulfilled just in time. In Jesus' name, amen. You may now take your seats. So like what we said earlier, yung pong ano talaga pinag-usapan natin ngayon is adversity. No? Adversity is something na naranasan po even with ng ating Lord Jesus Christ. If you remember last week, we talked about that the Lord Himself said this in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. No? That the end, you know, that He will put an enmity between the seed of the woman and the enemy. Natandaan po niyo yun? That's in Genesis 3:15. And the fulfillment of that was in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Where it says, at the fullness of time, a son was born through a woman under the law. That was the promise that God has given us. So, doon po pinakita na pinulfill ni God, yung promise niya, that He will be is born for us, and yet there are also adversary. Meron po talagang lalaban. Meron po talagang someone that would try to destroy the work of God. Pero makikita po natin the faithfulness of God to His word, the faithfulness of God to His promises, the faithfulness of God na talagang kung ano yung sinabi niya, yun mangyayari. And I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what kind of adversity you're facing right now. I don't know what kind of trial and sufferings you're experiencing today. But I have something to tell you. Today, we can learn, okay, that the Lord will come through just in time. And that in the midst of our adversity, His will prevail. God's will prevails even in the midst of adversity. And that is what I want us to take home today. So let us just go through the text together. We'll just walk through the text. Okay, yan po yung gagawin natin. And see, ano po yung matutunan natin. There are a few things that the Lord can teach us. Kung ano yung paano natin gagawin sa adversity. Ano ba yung, how do you deal with adversity? How do you handle adversity? Well, let's look at this. Ano yung ginawa nila? And how will the Lord prove Himself faithful to us in the midst of adversity? Verse 1 says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. Now, few people here that we need to look at. Jesus, okay? Si Jesus, sabi na niyan, again, last week we talked about who Jesus was. Jesus is the Son of God that will die to pay the penalty of our sin. Yun sinabi ng text natin last week. So Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea and during the time of King Herod. Okay? Sa Bethlehem. Saan ba natin makikita yan? Yung Bethlehem, again, is already been said. Prophecy yan eh. 300 years before Jesus was born, that was written in Micah 5:2. In Micah 5:2, sinabi na yun. Yung binasa natin kanina, later we will read that again. Okay? And then, makikita rin po natin yung contrast ni Herod sa kanong Magi. It's interesting kasi si Herod is a king. And the Magi, we don't know what type of people they are talaga, no? But they're saying that astrologer sila or leader pa sila, they're representing their nation. But what's important is what they came there for. What was important for us to understand is that these people came to seek the Son of God and to worship Him. And Herod is right there where Jesus will be born. He's the opposite of them. Complete opposite. He wasn't seeking Him. He wasn't even looking for Him. But when he heard about His birth, that called his attention. And later we will talk about why. Next verse says, and ask, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw His star in the east and have come to worship Him. Here's one interesting thing. No, sabi niya, King of the Jews. Kaya po in-highlight na rin yan, King of the Jews. Bakit importante yan? During the time na under po sila ng Roman Empire, the only king that is really, that people really look up to are the emperors. And the emperors, whenever an emperor's son is born, meron po sila mga herald. They go out to the cities na under ng Rome, and they will be declaring that another son is born. An emperor will be born. So when you say a king is born, actually, ang equivalent po niyan, yan. That's a radical statement that can equate to rebellion and that can also equate to treason. Parang sinasabi mo, lumalaban kayo against Rome. And that's what they were saying. So when this Magi came and looking for the King of the Jews, iba talaga yung reaction nila. And they came to worship. Now, to worship, these are not the Jewish people. Yung mga Magi na to, they most likely, ang sinasabi po nila, they came from the east. Most likely, ang sinasabi ng mga commentators that I read, they are from Babylon or Persia. Question you want to ask is, how in the world did they hear about Jesus in their nation? How? Why did they travel so far and look for this Son of God and this King of the Jews? They came to worship. Okay, they did not come just to bow down to a king. They came to worship this King of the Jews. Where did they hear it? Well, there are many speculations about that. If you read the commentator, it will tell you na isa pang mga bagay na pwedeng sabihin that they actually came from the time ito, sa Persia. Yung Persia kasi, sila yung napaka-powerful nation before Babylon. And before Babylon, the Assyrians. Now, who was in Babylon? Babylon, Daniel. Remember Daniel? Daniel, not the dreamer. Daniel in the lion's den. That's Daniel. Naging ano siya, cupbearer ng king. And he was a cupbearer to the Babylonians. He was a cupbearer to the Persians. And so, talagang maaari that he talked about this kingdom. He talked about it in Daniel. If you read the book of Daniel, you will find out, ang daming prophecy ni Daniel about the Son of God this king that will come. So what this tells us is that the salvation that God has for the people is really not just for the people of Israel, but salvation is for all people. Even the Gentiles are included in the grand plan of God for salvation. So I'm so happy that we can celebrate Christmas today because God has already have in mind you and me to be part of this family. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him. Again, he was disturbed because of what I said earlier. Treason nga yun, rebellion yun eh. You know, and also because si King Herod was not just a king. You know? He was a king na napaka ibang klase tong king na to. King Herod, let me just give you a background of him. He became king, okay, because he was appointed by the Roman Emperor. He was appointed by the Roman Emperor. He doesn't have any bloodline to become a king. He actually came from the Edomites, from the tribe of Edom, yung kapatid ni Esau. Yung Esau, yung... Yeah. Si Esau, di ba yung kapatid ni Jacob? Si Jacob, si, yung tawag sa kanila Edomites eh. He actually came from that tribe of Edom and he became the king of Jerusalem as a puppet king. And because of that, okay, itong si Herod, napakatalino nito. But he is into buildings. He built the temple of Jerusalem. He rebuilt the temple of Jerusalem. He started it by about 9 BC and he finished it about 64 AD. Natapos yung mga 64 AD, actually, hindi na siyang nagtapos nun eh. But he started it. He was the guy who actually thought of building the temple so that he will win the people of Israel to himself. Only about 6 years later, nasira yung Jerusalem temple. That was in AD 70. No? Now, the thing about this guy is not only is he a builder, but he's also very violent. He would hold on to his power at all costs. There was one time that there were some people that he thought was trying to get his power from him. He had them killed. He actually killed his brothers, his sons, and his wife. One of his wives. Okay? Because he was threatened by them. In a story I read, there was one time that he was on his way, you know, before he died, he was already sick. Now he was dying and he was trying to hold on to his power. And one of his sons, who's supposed to reign after him, heard that he died. So he rejoiced that his father is dead. Finally, my dad is dead. Now I can reign. But he had the false alarm. Okay, and then King Herod the Great heard about his son rejoicing over his death. He had him killed before he died. So another son of him reigned in his stead. But here's another thing. Herod. Paano niyo masabihin yung name niya? Ha? Basta, naiintindihan niyo ako, no? Kasi hindi ko, lagi ko nakakalimutan paano banggitin yung name niya. But Herod, okay? Because he knew that the nation of Israel and the people of Israel will not mourn over his death. You know what he did? He arrested many religious leaders and put them in the hippodrome. And his order was, on the day of his death, kill them all. So that there will be mourning in Jerusalem, even if it's not for him. Okay, ganun ka maniak tong tao na to. This is the adversity that Jesus was facing and the Magi were facing during this time. Yun po yung adversity. Malupit na tao ito. He doesn't care for people. All he cares about is the power that he has. So, ito po yung story ng Magi. Kaya nga, he was disturbed because here's a king that was born, okay, who will rule after him. Pero hindi niya naintindihan, okay, he was trying to kill Christmas eh. Parang si Grinch. How many of you watch The Grinch? Yun, no? Ang dami namin, no? Di ba? yung Grinch yung nagnanakaw ng Christmas kasi isa iba sa inyo, alam ko na mas naalala nyo yung Scrooge, no? Di rin. Hindi, huwag na lang. Balikin tayo sa scripture. Si Grinch kasi, di ba, ninanakaw niya yung Christmas eh. Yung tagline nga nung Grinch, ano eh, the man who wants to kill Christmas. Who wants to steal Christmas. Kasi pagka meron nag-celebrate, ninanakaw niya lahat yung gift, tapos dinaligay niya rin sa kuweba niya kasi ayaw niya na may Christmas. But this guy is worse than Grinch. Okay? He wanted to kill Christmas. Next verse. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and the preachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. Ito tinawag niya. This is the reason why I said partially wrong yung answer ng nag-guide sa mga magi was the star. Yes, at the beginning it was the star, and at the end it was the star. But they had to go to Jerusalem to find out where exactly, what city will this Son of God be born. Ito po yung sinasabi. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. And this verse, next verse, is actually taken from Micah 5:2. Ito po yung Micah 5:2. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd of my people, Israel. So, diyan po nang galing yun. And this, again, this is a prophecy that was written 300 years before the birth of Christ. Just to tell you that God is serious with His promises. That when He promised something, when He has already written it down, it will happen no matter what you think, no matter what you do. Ganun po ka-faithful si God sa promises niya. Verse 7 says, then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Why? May reason siya bakit niya tinawag yan. Next verse will tell us. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. But the truth of the matter is, I don't think he wanted to worship the Son of God. Because if you will read the entire chapter 2, it will tell you that he had the boys killed 2 years under. Lahat ng 2 years old and under, pinapatay niya. Because he does not want anyone to reign after him. He does not want his power to be taken away from him. So he's not there to worship. He was there. He wanted to find out exactly where the location of this son, of this child, so that he could kill him. But again, God's plan is greater. What he already have in mind, no one can thwart. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. So again, bumalik na naman yung star. No? Point number one, God provides guidance. So in the midst of adversity, God provides guidance. So no matter what suffering or trials or adversity you're facing right now, you can be assured that the Lord will still guide you. But the problem sometimes, ang inahanap po natin yung stars. Di ba? Pagka meron tayong ginugol, sabi, Lord, show me a sign. Show me a sign, Lord, that this is the will of God. Lord, show me a sign. Ito na talaga yung dapat gawin. Lord, show me a sign. No, don't look for the sign. Because the sign only points to the real solution. The answer is not the sign. The answer is not the sun. The answer is not the star. The answer is Christ. He is the solution. So if you're dreaming, if you are in the midst, you know, if you're right here at the crossroads of your life right now and you're seeking guidance, don't look for a sign. Seek God. Spend time in His Word. Read His Word. Find out. Kasi yung mga magi, that's how they found out. That's how they found out they have to go to Bethlehem to find this son because the Scripture tells them. So, importante po that we read the Word of God. Let me share with you a story of one of our staff. Remember, si Tin po, ito pong nandito sa, yung naka-purple po. Asa lahat sila naka-purple. Ito lang po yung pinapoint ko, ayan. Yan si Tin. No? Si Tin po ito, ayan, si Tin. Si Tin. One of our staff member here. Yung pong tatay niya is a chief engineer ng Thomas Aquinas. Ayan. Tatandaan niyo po yung Thomas Aquinas that just had an accident. Was it last year? Or this year? This year, no? Her dad works with him. And he was supposed to be in this ship when it sank. Because he was the chief engineer. But somewhere, the Lord told him that, you know, somehow the Lord guided him not to ride that ship for that particular time. Why? Because the Lord was protecting them. Because the Lord was praying, you know, Tin was praying. She was praying that the Lord would protect her family. And the Lord gave them guidance so that, you know, hindi siya namatay. Because the Lord will always guide us. No matter what adversity you are facing right now, You have to understand that God will guide you. Next verse. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. You know the amazing thing about Jesus? When you see Jesus, not just the star, because when they saw the star, because they know that the star will lead them where they should be. Okay, that's what made them cause the joy in their hearts. On the coming to the house, again, hindi po sa manger, hindi po sa sabsaban, hindi po sa cattle stall, okay? Hindi po sa kuweba, in the house, okay? On coming to the house, they saw the child and with his mother Mary, and they bowed down to him and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented them with gifts of gold, incense, and of myrrh. See, the amazing thing about that is that they came there to worship. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country in another round. Isn't that amazing? The Lord, again, not only used the star, but He also used the dream. No, naginip sila, and the Lord met them and showed them, you should not go back that way, the same way that you came. Because Herod is about to kill you. Kaya ibang yung dinaanan nila. Right? And sometimes, let me share this with you. Minsan po, ginaguide tayo ni Lord. The Lord will show us directions. Pero hindi po ibig sabihin that when you're having a difficulty or facing a difficult situation where you're at, it doesn't mean that the Lord wants you to move out. It doesn't always equate that when you're having a difficult time in whatever situation you're in right now, whether it be at work, whether it be in your family, whether it be in your business, whether it be in your school, it doesn't mean that you have to get out of that situation. How do I know that? Let me share with you what happened to Hagar. Di ba si Hagar, yung servant ni Sarah? Sarah, you know, Abraham and Sarah was promised by God that they will have a son. Hindi sila nakakaanak. Andaming tagal na nung promise. And you know, Sarah said, maybe the promise that God will give us will come through Hagar. So sabi ni Sarah, here is my servant. You sleep with her and have a child with her. And then langanak. Di ba? And then, but nung langanak, minaltreat na ni Sarah. So Hagar ran away. And she ran away. And she ran away. Diba? Tumakbo na siya eh. Sabi niya, ayoko na dito. Ang hirap na situation ko. Pinahihirapan akong master ko. Ayaw niya sa akin. Hindi niya ako pinakikiyain. Hindi niya lang namin ginagawa. And then the Lord met her. Anong sabi ni Lord sa kanya? Sabi ni Lord sa kanya, nakita siya ni Lord. You know what the Lord said to Hagar? Hagar, go back to your master. Because that's where I will bless you. Sabi ni Lord sa kanya, what are you doing here? Iniisip niya, eh ba siyempre tumatakas ako dun sa mahirap na situation. No. I want you to stay where you are and that's where your blessing will come. Amen? Hindi po ibig sabihin na hihirapan ka, kailangan mo umalis. I just want to make that clear. Sometimes in the midst of our adversity, the Lord is actually teaching us something. His presence is right there with you. Parang ayaw niyo, ha? You know, because what tells us is that you know God provides us deliverance. Not only will He guide us, but He will also deliver us. Not only did He deliver the Magi from Herod, but He also delivered Joseph and Mary. Look at this. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord also appeared to Joseph in a dream. He said, get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. Isn't it amazing? Again, the Lord spoke to him in a dream. Like what I said last week, Joseph is a very quiet guy. He's nowhere like me. Okay? Ang dal-dal ko eh. Si Joseph, he does not say anything. He just think. Sometimes I just talk without thinking. Right? But hindi ka kaya ni Joseph. Joseph, can you imagine si Joseph? Here's the first time the Lord spoke to him. You remember that? When he was thinking of divorcing Mary quietly. Quietly. He would do it very quietly. And then the angel of the Lord appeared to him and told him, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife. Bring her home with you. And Joseph said, wala yung sinabi. Nag-obey lang siya. And here again, the Lord spoke to him in a dream. Okay? And Joseph said, wala pa rin. He just obeyed. And interesting, you know what? How Matthew, I wrote this, he said, take the child. He did not say, take your son and his mother, Mary. You know what Matthew's doing? What Matthew's doing is he was making sure that people would not have the wrong understanding who the father of Jesus was. Joseph was not the father of Jesus. God is. Kaya paulit-ulit yan. Pag sinasabi niya, child and Mary, his mother, but never Joseph, this is your son Jesus. Hindi. Because he wants to make sure. Okay? So he got up and took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt. Next verse says, and he said, and where he stayed until the death of Herod, so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. This is interesting. Again, this is a prophecy in Hosea chapter 11, verse 2. So many years before this happened, the Lord already ordained this to happen. The Lord already had in mind what will happen to Jesus from his birth to his upbringing, to the suffering, to the adversity, and God's will prevail. Okay? Kaya nga, I want us to really understand that despite adversity, God's will prevails. Despite adversity, God's will prevails. Because it is already written. Whatever God has promised you, I don't know what it is. I don't know what you're going through. But you see, our problem sometimes is this. When we are going through adversity, when the Lord, when you know, and then you're asking God to deliver you, parang walang sinasagot si God. Parang hindi sumasagot si God, di ba? Parang bakit ganon? And you have trouble because the Lord is not answering you kasi tingin mo kay God, divine vending machine. Di ba? Pagka may kailangan kay Lord, if you just have the right coin, it will come out. Di ba? Iniisip mo, but God is not like that. Despite adversity, God's will prevails. Because really, the message of Christmas, listen to this, the message of Christmas is not the absence of adversity, but the presence of God in the midst of our adversity. Let me say that again. The message of Christmas is not the absence of adversity, but the presence of God in the midst of our adversity. You know what I want us to do before we end? I want us to sing that song again. You're the strength of my life. Because I want us to understand, no matter what we're going through today, no matter what adversity you're facing today, if you feel that God is not answering you, maybe what God is saying to you is, I just want you to experience me for who I am, not for what I can do for you. Because it is not the absence of adversity. It is my presence in the midst of adversity. Can we all please stand up? Let's sing this song together.
Great are you, Lord. Come on, sing. Over all, we will declare, Lord, you are faithful. Great are you, Lord. Over all, great are you, Lord. Sing. Great are you, Lord. Over all, we will be there. Lord, you are faithful. Great are you, Lord. Over all, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Come on, sing, you are the strength of my life.
There's a verse in Psalm 48, verse 14, and I want us to end with this, because I want us to think of Christmas this way. Psalm 48, verse 14 says, "For this is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end." You know what this verse is telling us? This is Christmas. Emmanuel, God with us. God was with us. God is with us. And God will forever to the end be with us. That is why we have all the reason to worship God this Christmas. Because He has given it all for us. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, thank You. Thank You, Lord God, that despite all the adversity, despite all the trials and sufferings that we are facing today, Lord, You're with us. You're with us. Your presence is with us. I just want to pray for some people here today. If you are experiencing difficulties in life and you're experiencing adversity right now, and you just sense that parang feeling mo wala na si God with you, let me tell you something, His presence is here. And I just want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Would you please raise your hands? Yes, I see that hand. Anyone else? Come on, just lift it up to the Lord in surrender. Come on, just let it stay raised. Let's just lift our hands to the Lord. Because really, it's not the absence of adversity, but it's His presence. It's His presence. Lord Jesus, I just want to lift up these people to You, God. I pray, Lord Jesus, that You would not just give them more faith, but Lord, I pray that You would give them more of You. Because Lord, as they come before You, as they worship You, Lord God, as they spend time in Your Word and hear Your Word and claim Your promises, Lord, their faith will grow. Lord, they will know who You are and they will know Your will for their lives. And Lord, I pray that You would strengthen these people who are raising their hands. I don't know what they're going through, but You know what they're going through. Lord, thank You that You are our God. Thank You, Lord God, that despite all the adversity, Your presence is with us.